Hi, thanks for coming to my poster today. My name is Jacob Piercy, and I will be talking about airy simulations of inverted corona experiments at Omega. So inverted corona targets are a promising candidate for use as neutron sources in laser experiments, both at Omega and at the NIF. But simulation of these targets has been proven to be somewhat complicated. These hydrodynamic codes are not sufficient to model their physics. But PIC simulations are computationally expensive, especially in higher dimensions. So our goal here was to investigate the possibility of using a hydrodynamic code with a diffusion model to try to simulate gas-filled targets in an experiment that we did with those gas-filled targets at Omega. And the takeaway is that these airy simulations of inverted corona experiments were able to accurately predict yield scaling as well as ion temperatures in the experiment. So that's shown in the center panel here. An experiment was performed at the Omega Laser Facility, varying the thickness of the inner CD layer of these inverted corona targets, which changed the neutron yield as well as the burn averaged ion temperature. And we can see from the plot that the neutron yield trends were sort of accurately predicted by Aries, although the actual magnitude of the prediction was off by about a factor of 10, in the sense that we over-predicted the yield in the simulations. But the trend scaling is quite good. And additionally, we were able to accurately reproduce the burn averaged ion temperatures for both the DD-filled targets as well as the D-helium-3-filled targets. So if you'd like to learn more about this, stop by my poster and ask me some questions.